A slowdown at Western ports is now aggravating farmers across the Northwest. Produce processors are laying off production line workers, apples are backing up, and the summer's premium hay is stacked in sheds, not moving. Correspondent Anna King reports from Southeast Washington.
Drex Gant doesn't have to go far to know there's a problem on his farm. He strides a few feet from his pickup to a massive corrugated steel hay shed to duck out of the rain. Then he peels back the tarp.
This happens to be Timothy hay, a nice bright green color. I like to say that it's the color of $100 bills.
Yeah, but these $100 bill bales shouldn't be sitting here on the farm in Wallula, Washington. This premium stuff should be in racehorse muzzles in Japan.
We don't get paid till the hay goes across the scale. You take a truckload of hay across the scale and you get paid.
Usually, Gant has most every bale off his farm by New Year's. The Longshoremen's Union and the ports are negotiating and have been since mid-October. Shipments are still being moved, but at a markedly slower pace than usual. It's affecting farmers all over the West. A hay exporter near Ellensburg say they have $7 million in inventory that should have been moved already. Gant says he has to decide what to plant on his 2,000 acres next year very soon. He needs to buy seed, fuel, and fertilizer to prepare for 2015's crops. He's going to have to make his best guess on commodity prices and weather conditions, but now he'll maybe have to gamble on what he can export, too. And Gant says Japanese cows and horses still have to eat every month, so when his hay doesn't arrive, probably competing Australia hay is shipped in. And winning those customers back, well, it's dicey.
When you go to the store and they're out of milk, you're going to go to a different store. If the store's out of milk too often, you're not going to go back to that store anymore.
The same export crush is on here at Barochi Orchards in Prescott, Washington. Here there is 1 million square feet under roof. Jim Hazen is responsible for moving all these apples. They've got a huge crop this year, and this should be their busiest shipping season.
The holidays are very important for us, not only on the domestic side, but especially on the export side. In a lot of our markets, they're preparing for their own holidays.
And with all the apples shifting to the domestic market, prices are being pushed down.
The timing of it couldn't be worse, really. And the truth is that we won't be able to make up those sales. So those orders that we lost, they're gone forever.
This apple packing line is the size of a football field. The backup is so bad, Barochi has even had to reduce the number of hours it runs. Every week, Hazen tries to make more room in the company's massive cold storage facility to keep this packing line going. They've got two of these huge lines.
We're probably behind close to 30,000 bins from where we needed to be right now.
He says he's got the equivalent of a small supermarket stuffed floor to ceiling with apples that haven't moved. And the fruit piles on. I'm Anna King outside of Prescott, Washington.